In November, as the church year comes to a close, the sacred liturgy invites us to turn our thoughts in a particular way to the last things. And today's gospel, like so many of our Lord's parables, presents us with the stark reality that in the end, there are only two options for our eternal destiny. Either we are judged worthy of heaven and perfect union with the Blessed Trinity, which is the lot of the wise virgins in the parable who went into the wedding feast with the bridegroom. Or we are eternally separated from God in hell, the lot of the foolish virgins who found themselves locked out of the feast and unknown to the Lord of the banquet. And that kind of haunting line in the gospel that says, "The door was locked," points to the permanence of our eternal destiny. Now, to use the language of the parable, the most important thing is to understand what the oil represents here, because this really is what determines the difference between the wise who enter the feast and the foolish who are left out. The foolish missed out because they didn't have oil for their lamps, but the wise, they had flasks full of oil, and so they were ready when the bridegroom came. Scripture scholars tend to say that if we read this within the larger context of the whole of St. Matthew's gospel, it seems quite clear that the oil refers to good works, works of holiness and virtue. To take one other example from St. Matthew's gospel, which we'll hear at the end of November on the Feast of Christ the King, Jesus tells us that the final judgment will be based on whether we did good works of mercy, feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, and so on. And he tells us that when we do good works of virtue for our neighbor, he considers it done to him. These lives of virtue and holiness that we're called to live on life, this is in our life, this is how we store up oil in our flask, if you will, so that we're ever ready for the coming of the bridegroom, so that we will be found worthy to join him in that eternal wedding banquet of heaven. That eternal perspective, this reminder that the church gives us at this time of year, that our earthly lives are temporary, it's important. We need that reminder. We so easily get distracted by our day-to-day lives, attached to things of this world, and forget about eternal things. And it's important that we understand the oil that we're called to fill up our flasks with, these good works of virtue and holiness, because it says something about how we live our ordinary lives each day. When you think about it, every day confronts us with a series of decisions, moments when we have to exercise our freedom to choose one thing or another. And each of those moments, each choice that we make, gives us the opportunity to choose to do good through a virtuous life or to do evil through sin. Which means that each moment, each choice that we make, takes us either one step closer to heaven or one step farther away. In light of this, there's a common Christian practice that I'd like to recommend to each of us. It's the nightly review of our day, sometimes called the examen prayer. It's this custom of stopping at the end of each day to spend a few moments prayerfully looking back over our day. We begin by saying a little prayer to the Holy Spirit, asking him to enlighten us, to help us to see with clarity how we have spent our time in that day. And then we walk through our day, reliving it moment after moment, identifying both the times when we chose well, when we cooperated with God's grace and made holy, virtuous choices, as well as the times when we chose poorly, when we refused God's grace and chose instead to indulge selfishly in sin. And for the good we offer thanks, we give our gratitude to God. For our sins, we express our sorrow, perhaps even praying an act of contrition. And then we reflect upon how God is calling us to live differently tomorrow. How can I grow tomorrow? What resolution can I put into practice so as to live tomorrow in such a way that my flask will be a little fuller of that oil than it was today? It's a simple habit of prayer. It can really be done in 5 or 10 minutes as we prepare to go to sleep at the end of the day. But it's so very fruitful for us, because it's this daily reminder that our choices have consequences. In fact, they have eternal consequences. And this habit of prayer, faithfully practiced, it forms in us this habit of discernment until little by little we begin to recognize in the very moment when we're confronted with a choice, not just when we look back, but in that moment, we begin to have this habit of discerning where God's will is, what choices will lead us closer to Him. And so today, as Christ the Bridegroom comes to us here in this banquet, in the Holy Eucharist, let us fill our flasks with the oil of His grace that He offers us here, so that each moment of each day and the week ahead might be a moment in which we exercise our freedom to take one step closer to that great wedding banquet of eternal life in heaven. St. Patrick, pray for us.